The chicken-sized sage grouse is playing an outsized role in the West. These birds are threatened by things like development, invasive species, and overgrazing, and that's got people trying to save them from extinction. In at least one part of their range, sage grouse face a unique threat: ravens. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt went searching for both species of birds in Oregon's high desert.
Hiding somewhere in the sagebrush on this wide-open flat are dozens of sage grouse.
You could be surprisingly close to some birds without seeing them.
Oregon State University doctoral student Lindsay Perry is searching for sage grouse with the help of two field technicians.
The other day we saw a bunch of males. We're only collaring females, so today we're just going to cover a little bit more ground.
For the last several months, Perry has covered a lot of ground around Baker City, Oregon. She's monitoring sage grouse hens, along with one of their most resourceful predators in the area, ravens.
You're putting a really strong species against one that's just not. You know, the sage grouse are not as smart or as capable as the ravens.
Ravens will eat sage grouse eggs from their nests. Perry wants to know how big of a problem ravens are for this troubled group of sage grouse.
It's an isolated population, so once it's gone, it's not likely to come back.
Sage grouse are found throughout 11 western states, and they've been losing habitat thanks to a laundry list of threats in Oregon.
Maybe it's overgrazing, or maybe it's all the fires and invasives.
The health of these birds can help predict the health of the sagebrush country they inhabit. In the Oregon High Desert, the group walks for hours under the cover of a white noise machine that hides their approaching footsteps. Finally, they spot a hen.
This should be one of the ladies.
They set the spotlight they've been using to stun mode. It blinks, giving the dark landscape the look of a disco dance floor. The sage grouse stays frozen as they swing a net, trapping her underneath.
This is great, guys.
Now they'll be able to track this hen throughout the year, including where she lays her eggs.
We are done with her. We're out into the world again.
The area around Baker City has a lot of ravens. They perch on power lines and agricultural equipment. They eat roadkill. So the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is having some of the ravens killed. It's a short-term solution, but biologists say it could help the sage grouse survive while they figure out what's going wrong with the birds here. Lee Foster is Oregon's sage grouse coordinator.
You know, it's kind of a shame that we have to consider doing this, because ravens are such cool critters. But I think if we want to maintain sage grouse on the landscape, we have to consider all of the actions that are available to us.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has questioned Obama-era plans to better protect sage grouse and keep them off the endangered species list. Zinke wants to weaken sage grouse habitat protections, and he wants more study of their population numbers, with an emphasis on threats from predators like ravens. Conservation groups have challenged the idea. Bob Salinger is with the Audubon Society of Portland.
What ultimately is going to happen is you're going to continue to see declines, and you're going to see moves to try and list the species within a few years.
To help understand the raven problem in Oregon's Baker County, Perry will try to figure out how much of an effect the lethal removal of ravens has on sage grouse. To do that, the researchers head back into the cold, pre-dawn darkness to set traps for ravens.
They're leghold or foothold traps.
The ravens are too skittish. The researchers don't capture any ravens this early morning, but they'll keep at it, because Perry hopes trapping ravens might actually be their saving grace.
I would love to get ravens somewhat off the hook. I would like to say that the sage grouse is not a big source of their diet.
That would mean proving ravens aren't a serious threat to the survival of Baker County sage grouse. And if Perry's research can do that, then more of these birds could survive too. I'm Courtney Flatt in Baker County, Oregon.